And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number three is upon us. Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage, which, by the way, if you got a question for Kurt, call us now. And we'd love to help you out with whatever question you've got, 303-477-5600. You can text us as well, 307-200-8222, 307-200-8222. A lot of you will text us questions. We'll get those answered as well. To start off with today, though.
Yes.
Jersey Joe, who calls in all the time, and I appreciate Joe very much, had some comments, and I thought this was worth addressing because, and he even talked about this a little bit with us yesterday on air, that as rates go up, so as interest rates go up,
yes,
30-year mortgage, 15-year mortgage,
yeah,
that affects potentially future home sales and or values. What are your thoughts?
Yes, and it's, and we've kind of looked into that in the past. If you take a, let's say, a loan amount of $400,000, and like it was a couple of weeks ago, rates are at 2.5%. You may qualify for that payment. Let's say your debt-to-income ratio is 45. Well, the minute you move to 3.5%, that loan amount has to go down by $50,000 to hit the same payment number to qualify. Well, now all of a sudden,
or you got to come up with more money to qualify.
That's
right.
So if you're already pushing the limit and you're at your max debt-to-income ratio, you're not going to be able to buy the property. So you're going to start to reconsider is, okay, do I really want to buy this house at 350 versus that one at 400 as far as loan amount? So yeah, it starts to affect it. So what that's going to do is going to cause homes to maybe sit a little longer, people not to to buy, people not to, especially first-time homebuyers. This really,
yeah, I really see it affecting those.
Yeah, first-time homebuyers,
I agree with that,
are going to get hammered on this deal really hard because they're normally pushing to get to a debt ratio anyhow.
Right. Yeah, and what I said, you know, to Joe yesterday, and I will stand by this, is that especially is a big deal. You start getting into, though, where folks are moving around the country, and maybe it's your second, third, or in some cases, fourth home. While it may have some effect, I don't think it is as big of an effect because by then you've typically built up enough equity that, you know, okay, so you take another $50,000 in this case out of your equity and off you go. And yeah, you're paying a little more money.
Yeah,
but it's
not
no
so
big
much
deal
on a refi. But the other part that it affects it, because rates were so low, a big portion of the market was investment buyers, second home buyers. Now all of a sudden that changes that
That's
market.
True too.
And we're not talking like it's 50% of the market, but it's 20 to 25% of the market. And if you start, they can't buy those homes, they're going to become available. Now all of a sudden, instead of having a 3-week supply, you might get a 60, 90 day supply. Goes from a seller's market to an even market. Now over time, if it keeps happening, along with some of the other changes that they're making in the industry, Tom or John, it's going to affect people buying homes, and you're going to see values stop increasing as much as they are.
Where do you see rates going? Because I know the yields were up today.
Yep, they
which
went
I know
up.
Affects that.
Yes, they went up. I think we're going to see the 3.5 range. We're not there yet, but we're not at 2.5 anymore either. We're closer to that 3%. So they're starting to move up. And there's a lot of things, as you know, that are causing that. Inflation.
Right.
I mean, the fear of inflation, it's only 1.5. The feds are comfortable with 2. But the fear of that is what's causing it. The other thing, to be honest, is the stimulus. That $1.9 million means there's more money coming out. So that means inflation is going to keep going. So it's causing more of that activity.
Yeah, I go back to what I've said all along. When it's all said and done, you're going to realize that the $2 trillion, this last round of stimulus, the $2 trillion we just did, call it, it's 1.9, whatever, it's $2 trillion, call it what it is. So that's, at the end of the day, despite what the left and a lot of other folks out there, and Joe Biden even will tell you, at the end of the day, it's not helping. It's actually going to hurt us, not help us.
Well, if you look at how much actually went to the people.
Not much.
No, it's probably close to, at best, 35% of that $1.9 trillion.
The rest of it went all over the place.
All over the place.
Mm-hmm.
All over the world.
Yeah.
So that's not necessarily helping our economy, but now we're starting to pay for it on the other end.
That's exactly right. So, folks, again, if you got a question for Kurt, call us now, 303-477-5600. You can also send a text message, 307-200-8222, 307-200-8222. So when we come back, and again, you got a question, let us know. But when we come back, I do want to talk about, you know, Colorado, our housing market. That's where we are. I get it. There's people listening from other places besides Colorado. But we're going to talk Colorado real estate and what's going on, especially in the Front Range market here, because it's still very – how should I say this? It's still a seller's market.
Yes.
Very much so.
Very much.
And I, for one, don't see that changing anytime soon, regardless of what happens with rates in the near term. I don't see a lot of that changing, but we'll come back and chat a little more about that. How's that sound?
Yes, we will.
All right. If you need something for Kurt in the meantime, too, after the show, give him a call direct, 720-895-0500. In the meantime, though, Geno's Auto Service. And at Geno's, they want to help you with all of your vehicle needs. Doesn't matter what it is. Don't forget, they've been with the Better Business Bureau in Littleton for 35 years. They've been in business 37 years. Actually, it's about time for us to add another year to that. So call it 36 and 38. They're a member of Drive Radio. They're with us on a regular basis there. And just Steve Horvath, a great friend of mine. Kurt knows him. He's as honest as the day is long and would love to help you with all of your car needs. It's Geno's with a J, genosautoservice.com, 303-794-6700.
For over 38 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Geno's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio, and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa card with a qualifying NAPA steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Geno's backs up their service with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind warranty. Geno's continues to service Larry's automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment. And be sure to check out all of their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in or visit them online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
All right, folks, a lot of you, and you may not know these stories, but they're out there. Kurt can probably even attest to these because he's been in the car world at one time as well. And certain dealerships are known for holding you hostage as you're in there trying to make a trade or, you know, buy a new car and trade your car in and so on. And there's all sorts of ways they'll do that where you don't even know you're being held hostage.
Subtle techniques, yes.
They lose the keys or it gets parked someplace where it's blocked in or on and on we go.
Yes.
Okay? There's all sorts of stories out there about that. Now, why am I saying that? Because that's not going to happen at Purefoy Chevrolet. First of all, if you go out there and you talk to the guys, they're just there to take care of you. It's like literally going back in time to buy a car. It's the old town feel, and it's just completely different, and it's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I was up and saw him, and when I walked into it, it just felt like they've been there for 50 years, which they have.
Thank you.
It was just like walking into a McDonald's in that area. Just a nice, comfortable,
yep,
old town feel.
Sit down, do your business, and away you go. So again, folks, that's what Purefoy Chevrolet is all about. You're not going to get held hostage is my point. 303-659-8311. Or again, shop online at purefoychevrolet.com.
Corey, my blushing bride, where is the best car buying experience you've ever had?
Hands down, Purefoy. And I'm not just saying that because I do not enjoy buying cars. But when we had to buy one, they made it so easy. The financing especially was smooth as silk.
Why?
Well, you walked in and it's true. They were just so friendly. I didn't feel like I was targeted. I needed a car. I didn't want to get a car. And they understood that. They took the time to let me really test drive what we chose. And then they explained and answered every single question that I had.
Folks, there you have it. And by the way, Corey's telling the truth. I like looking at rows of cars and doing all that. I get into it. She hates it. And she actually enjoyed herself at Purefoy. You will too. For a better experience, go to purefoychevrolet.com or give Purefoy a call at 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Kurt Rogers with us as well, Affordable Interest Mortgage. And let's keep talking about, you know, rates and markets, what's happening in Colorado and so on. We'll talk about rental properties and investment properties next segment. But for now, let's talk about here, Colorado. We're still very much a seller's market. There still is not a lot of inventory on the market. I personally, and I know there's others that might argue with me on this, but I personally don't see that changing much. Not at least in the very, you know, I say near future, i.e. the rest of 2021. Maybe I'm wrong.
No. Well, the statistics back you up, John. There's so many more people moving into town. And COVID's kind of the reason for that. We've talked about this in the past on shows. When you have the ability to live anywhere you want and still work for your company.
Right.
It's not just moving out of downtown Denver and going to the suburbs. It's moving from California, Washington, Oregon, and working here, living here,
right,
and having the space that you want and more freedoms. And you're seeing a lot of that. There's people, you've talked about it before, people are getting in bidding wars and they're outbidding the purchase price by $50,000, $60,000, and they're just writing a check for it.
Or 100 in some cases.
Yep. So that's because these people are coming in from out of town. They have the cash. They see the value. They buy the property. So that's taking away those units. And that's going to continue to happen for several reasons. The Economic Board just stated that Denver is the second most popular place to live for millennials because there's so much job opportunity. It's all about job growth. We have so much of that going on right now. It's driving people in. Now, for us that have lived here for a long time, we're like, okay, we'd like you to stop, but it's what's happening to the market.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I don't see much of a slowdown there, and I realize even though our economy may not be doing as well as some of you think it should be, and I'm one of those, it could be doing a lot better than it is right now. On the same token, a lot of things that Kurt just said is correct, and we still are we're still a very attractive place for folks to come and move to.
Yeah, some of them are getting used to the snowstorms we have every now and then. That's new to it, but you're right. You're able to, within 20, 30 minutes, kind of really get away and get some fresh air and not be so clogged down.
Yeah, and some of that can happen even in, you know, our inner areas, you know, suburbs and so on. I mean, we have trails and parks and all sorts of stuff that even connect from one city to the next. And you know, we've done a pretty good job of all of that. Plus, you've got all of the mountains to our west. I mean, really, let's face it, the only thing we don't have is an ocean.
Is a beach.
Yeah, just don't have the beach. But, you know, we do have some great lakes and things like that. Anyways, my point being, I think people are going to continue to move here just because we do have a great, you know, for the most part, and I know folks don't realize this, but climate affects a lot of things. It's why a lot of folks moved to California back in the day. Well, what's happened is folks have finally figured out that, you know, even though we get this white stuff occasionally, and this was even a proof, you know, proof lately on this last weekend storm, that we can get over 20 inches of snow and yet go look outside, and by this weekend, the majority of this is all going to be gone a week later.
Well, 24 hours later, if you were driving around, the streets were done.
Right.
24 hours. I mean, we really, the weather, because the next day, that Monday, when most people didn't go to work because they couldn't dig themselves out,
right,
it was a beautiful day,
right,
and melted a lot of snow.
That's right. And that's, again, going back to why do people want to live here, those are some of those reasons. So why am I saying all of this? Because I think there's some of you out there listening that are probably thinking, hey, thinking about moving, thinking about buying another house, think about doing something different. You know, maybe you're going to take some of my advice and buy some hard assets because inflation's coming, and one of the best places to have your money when inflation comes is a hard asset, i.e. house, rental property, whatever the case may be. By the way, just having cash, not great for inflation. There's even some other investments where when inflation comes, not the best investment. With inflation and real estate, what I can tell you is this. If inflation's at 4%, Kurt, what did the house just do?
It just went up 4%.
Or 5 or 6, depending upon where you're at, right?
Now, that's actually, in our case, going down because they're running 8 to 9. But as inflation goes up, the value of homes go up.
Yeah,
that is correct.
It's one of the safest places. And anybody else, you can go out and Google this. You can go look at anybody that's intelligent on the financial end of things at all. You just go look at some of the reports that are out there, Market Watch, whatever, and they will all tell you what I just said. One of the best places to put your money, if you're worried about inflation, to stave that off is put it into real property.
Go back to, let's say you want to be conservative, go back to 2000 and look at what the average price of a home was in 2000. It was in the mid twos. The average price of a home now is 460.
Right. And increasing.
Right. Divide 20 into that 200,000, and what's your appreciation?
It's huge.
It's about 7-8%.
Yeah, it's huge.
The average is 4. It's going to keep going. No matter what we think, it's going to keep happening.
Right. I agree. And part of that is, and there's all sorts of articles out there that talk about this as well, you know, we can't keep up with the demand of even the folks that are trying to buy homes in regards to new homes and so on. I want to compare this, by the way, to 08, because a lot of folks will say, well, it's just like 08, John. It's just all these people have bought homes. They can't afford it. They're overextended, so on and so forth. No, that's not the case. And the other thing that was happening in 08 that's not happening now was we actually had an excess of homes in 08. We had folks getting loans that, frankly, could fog a mirror, and that was about the extent of it, because that's the type of stuff we were pushing back then. Kurt knows what I'm talking about. And that wasn't in 08. It was prior to 08. And by the way, some of that was being force-fed by the government, which a lot of folks don't even realize. If you don't understand this, by the way, there's a great movie. Even though it's sort of liberal slanted, it's still a good movie. Go watch The Big Short.
Oh.
The Big Short will tell you all of what I'm talking about, and what I'm saying is very true. We were overbuilding on homes.
Yep.
We were putting people in homes that should have never been in a home in the first place. It should have been renters because they couldn't take care of it, they couldn't afford it, they couldn't pay for it. On down the line we go. Also, you've got some data in front of you, Kurt, that talks about credit scores then versus now and even equities. What's the difference between, you know, the 06, 07 era versus now?
When I looked at this, and we go back to before the mortgage meltdown, as the government was trying to get more people into home. The government wants 68 to 70% of the American population in a home. So they lowered the standards. We all know about breathing on a mirror, you could buy a home.
Your dog could buy a home.
That's right. The 65% of the mortgage loans back then were with people that had a 680 credit score or below.
Okay, 680 or below.
680 or below.
Okay.
Now, and the reason that they were able to buy is because of the looser standards.
Right.
It was you just be able to buy anything. And you are so correct in the movie The Big Short. It is, I was in the business. I saw what was going on. And it wasn't controlled by the brokers or the lenders per se. It was controlled by the banks and the government, what was going on with what they were doing.
That's right.
And The Big Short will tell you how that happened.
That's right.
But if you look at today, why that's not the case, 85% of the mortgages now, and that is $1.25 trillion worth of mortgages in 2020, 85% of those were the credit score 740 or above.
Wow.
85%. Those are folks that have established their credit, and they understand that they're not going to overextend themselves. So those are solid mortgages. When you got 65% of that not happening and loose standards, well, the market's got
to
go down.
The way to look at that, folks, and I do this, you know, quite a bit as well, and you're not seeing any headlines this whatsoever. And trust me, you would be seeing them if this were happening. Foreclosures are not at any kind of an all-time high any way, shape, or form. In fact, if you go try to go buy a bank repo property right now, find one. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not out there, folks.
There's a lot of people saying there's a foreclosure problem. Foreclosures are running about 4%.
They always have.
They're supposed to run 6 to 8. It's okay. The banks build that into their pricing.
Yeah, they're going to happen no matter what.
So then people will bring up forbearance. Forbearance is going down. Forbearance is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. The federal government learned from 2008, instead of giving the money to the banks,
right,
give it to the people, give them room to breathe, and they will turn around because they don't want to move. They don't want to lose their home.
They want to make that work as well as they possibly can.
And they're coming out of forbearance, and they're going back to making their payments as the economy starts to open up. It was a very smart thing that they did. Did they put the money on the deficit? Yeah, but it's better than what happened in 08. We'll be able to withstand it. We're starting to see some other things that are affected or going too far. But the forbearance idea, I think, was a great idea.
Yeah. So again, folks, if you're worried about where real estate's headed in Colorado, again, I don't have a crystal ball. I know some things could change outside of, you know, the things I'm looking at and or whatever, you know, can be controlled. But from what I can see in looking at the metrics that I look at on a pretty regular basis, we're in fine shape. We don't have any issues right now. They just aren't there.
I want to bring up a point, and what I'm going to say is not because there's a slant to it for me. Whatever your rate is, whether 2 weeks ago you were at 2.5 or you're today at 3 or 3.5, does not change my compensation.
Mm.
I say that to say this. How can we argue from going back 30, 60 days when rates were 3 to 3.5, and now all of a sudden that's too high, I don't want to buy a home?
Right.
Because we got spoiled for 2.5 for a period
right,
of time.
Right, that's exactly
3%,
right.
3%, 3.5%
still
is a phenomenal rate.
First home I bought back in 1986 was 9.75%. All right, Dave and Thornton, you're up next, sir. What's going on?
Hey, just a quick question on your topic right now. If what you're talking about is going to happen with inflation coming and investing in hard assets, what about debt? Should you be looking at reducing your debt,
no,
outstanding debt?
No, actually the opposite. And I know that sounds really anti-Dave Ramsey. I'm not Dave Ramsey. And the reason I say that, Dave and Thornton, is because if you think about it, if you have $100 of debt today and the dollar is, let's say today it's a dollar, but in 5 years that dollar now becomes worth 90 cents versus a dollar, the debt is still the same, but you're now paying it back with a 90
less
cent
money.
Dollar versus a dollar. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So that's where, for me, and I know this is, it's a hard concept because, again, it goes against everything you normally hear and against the Dave Ramseys, which, by the way, I love Dave Ramsey. He's a great guy. I think he's helped numerous people out, you know, millions of people out over the years, not saying anything bad about him. And I think a lot of his principles for the audience that he has is spot on. But if you're somebody that understands how to make money work for you right now, if I were somebody out there and had the ability to either do a refi and pull some money out and go invest that somewhere else in another hard asset, the debt would not bother me. Yeah, you don't want to get overextended, but the debt would not bother me, providing that you've got a hard asset that can pay for itself.
So would you then take that money and not necessarily buy hard assets, reinvest it in stocks,
nope,
bonds?
You're talking to a guy that, and I know this goes against what a lot of the guys I have on a regular basis, Scott Garlis and others, they're big, you know, into the financial world and stock market and so on. I'm not that guy, Dave. I'm a hard asset guy. I believe in property, you know, real property, commercial property, you know, real estate, houses, things along those lines, land, whatever it happens to be. You know, there's this old saying, they're not making any more dirt.
That's right.
And that still goes for today. So I'm not a stock market guy, number one, because I've never studied it. I don't understand it. I know business. I understand business. I know how to make money in business. I know how to make money in real estate. So that's me. That's what I do. And it's just the way I look at it. And mainly because, Dave, I can see it. I can feel it. I can touch it. I can watch the market. When it comes to the stock market and what just happened with GameStop, I can't control that stuff at all when I'm in the stock market. Yeah. I can, though, when it comes to local housing and commercial property and so on.
Yeah, when it goes up, I can pull the trigger.
Yeah, I can watch things and see trends. And, Dave, if I decide I want to get out, well, you put a for sale sign out front. That's easy.
Okay. And so short of buying, if you can't get a hold of property since it's a little tight right now, guns and ammunition, a good
Yes,
investment.
Always. Yeah, I mean, I think right now if you could take a dollar and turn it into a bullet or several dollars into a bullet in some cases because of the cost of a round, I will tell you right now, Dave, that I've never lost money on a gun and I've never lost money on ammunition. It's about like having – it's actually better than having money in the bank.
All right.
The demand's always high.
The demand's high. And by the way, and I think even Jordan Goodman said this the other day that was on with us, you know, other types of collectibles, you know, even, you know, collector cars and things like that. Now, that's a market that's volatile. You really have to watch and know what you're doing. But there are certain hard assets, art, you know, real estate, homes, you know, certain types of artifacts, guns, ammo, you know, things along those lines that, let's face it, Dave, it's pretty tough to get beat in those areas.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Dave, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Now, I'm also not one to say, you know, go out and mortgage your home and go buy a bunch of guns. No, that's not me. Now, if you've got some extra cash laying around, you want to buy a few guns and do some things like that, feel free. But I am one to say, if you've got some sizable equity that you're sitting on and you've got the ability to go buy a rental property, we're going to come back and talk about that in a moment. But if you've got the ability to switch some of that around and do something with that and own real solid, tangible property with the equity you now own, or the equity you're now sitting on, yeah, why not?
The opportunity now, and you've done that several times, but the opportunity now to tap that equity and not spend it, wait for the opportunity to come up to buy those properties and turn equity into passive income is huge.
Right.
Best I've ever seen it in 30 years.
I agree. We'll talk more about that as soon as we come back. Dave, thanks for the call. Anything else for Kurt, let us know. 303-477-5600. Extreme Auto Repair, though. We talked vehicles a moment ago, folks, and one of the best investments that you can make is literally investing in your vehicle, the maintenance of and the preventative maintenance. And I can tell you from being in that industry for the majority of my life that if you take care of your vehicle, especially in today's world, that vehicle will last you a lifetime. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. Have that vehicle maintained and cared for and repaired at Extreme Auto Repair and Park, or 303-841-1071, or find them at klzradio.com.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Golden Eagle Financials. We talk about the future and how to stave off inflation. Al's got some other means that you can do that with as well. There's other instruments that he can talk to you about. So give him a call today, 303-744-1128, or find him online at klzradio.com.
You don't need to worry about outliving your money or how to fund extended care. Your retirement plan with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial provides contingencies for big unexpected expenses or sudden losses in the stock market so you can rest easy. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, has spent more than 30 years listening to people's biggest worries about retirement, and he's ready to set your mind at ease. Al has always been a careful listener, and after decades of hearing people fret about whether or not their money would last, he decided to specialize in retirement planning so he could protect people from huge healthcare costs and market volatility. 16 years later, Al knows how to direct your assets to the right places, preserving your wealth for the rest of your life. Tell him your concerns, and he'll create a plan that will help you sleep well at night. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
You don't need to schedule an appointment or drive anywhere for a free estimate from a good shop. Other than the actual collision itself, scheduling an estimate might be the most stressful part of auto body work because you don't have time for it. You're already worried about how much the repairs will cost. You're worried about how long your vehicle will be out of commission. And you still need to figure out whether or not you should make an insurance claim because you're worried about your premiums going up. Al Sturm, owner of A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City, has always looked to the future, providing new, different, and better services than the corporate conglomerates. Click on the mobile estimate button at klzradio.com/collision and enter your phone number to start taking photos for your free virtual estimate from A Good Shop. Certified collision repair worth referring. Mention KLZ Radio in your estimate request for $100 off your repairs.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage, is with me today. And by the way, his direct number, 720-895-0500, 720-895-0500 is how you can get a hold of Kurt directly. Let's talk rentals, investment properties.
Yes.
Because there are some things that are changing along those lines.
They're changing, and they're changing tomorrow. This was a short notice again by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the federal government. Starting tomorrow, if you are looking at an investment property, if the lender that's going to give you the loan does more than 7% of their business is that,
okay,
they have to charge you between 1% to 3% higher in cost, not in rate, but in cost.
So
take a $400,000 house, take a $400,000 loan, it's either $4,000 to $12,000 that gets tacked on your loan. Now, you can either pay it in cash or you're going to pay it in rate.
Got it.
99% of the people will pay it at rate. Now, all of a sudden, if rates are going up and we're at, let's say, 3% now, rental property is going to cost you probably 3.5, 3.75. Well, now all of a sudden, it's going to jump over to 4.
Still cheap, though, folks.
It's still cheap, but now you're looking at the cash flow.
You are, but it's still
How's
cheap.
How's that working? So what that's
right. That's right.
Everybody in the industry knows that we're going to start slowing down on people being able to buy investment properties.
Two things are going to happen. That. And those of you that are renting, by the way, when your lease is up, count on paying more.
Oh, it's coming.
If what Kurt's saying is, which he is happening, which it will, because I believe everything Kurt says is true. When that happens and you go to renew your lease on whatever your apartment or your whatever it is, you're going to be paying more money.
Yep.
That's called inflation too, folks.
Put yourself in the landlord's understanding all the money he's had to get out because he still had to make his mortgage payment. So he's in trouble. He's not. He's letting you stay. He's doing what he can. He's being forced to. But he's got to recoup some of his losses.
That's right.
He might not raise it $150, but he might raise it $50 a month.
Well, and again, folks, all I'm saying is be careful because a lot of you that think, oh, I'll rent and I'll be great. I'll be okay. I'll weather the storm that way. Well, your prices are going to go up too. This is not going to, you know, there isn't any isolated individuals that this doesn't affect. Inflation affects everyone.
Yes. I was talking with somebody in the office about that when they were talking about the new administration wants to do a tax increase on the wealthy.
Right.
And he thinks and you think that that's going to matter to the wealthy, that they're not going to pass that on down to everybody else. So they're just going to spread it out because they have a budget that they have to run by. And if they cut their budget, the biggest expense on budget is employee cost.
And I'm not trying to say this to be, you know, egotistical by any way, shape, or form, but I've been telling all the clients that I coach, there's only a few individuals out there that can really handle inflation when it comes. Those are called business owners. The reason why business owners can handle inflation is because the first thing they do, which I've said all along, and a lot of liberals don't believe me, but what business owners do is when inflation happens, they adjust by what? Raising their prices.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, I've said it all along, the customer pays all the bills of that particular establishment, from the rent to the insurance to the payroll to on down the line we go. So even if that individual's transportation costs go up personally, guess what happens inside the business?
You raise cost.
The prices go up. So right. I'm not saying that business owners are totally insulated from, you know, inflation, because they're not totally insulated, but they're far more insulated than the person working a 40-hour-a-week job on a set salary. Because when you're on a 40-hour-a-week set salary, and that maybe you just got a raise, you know, last year, and you're probably not going to get another one for maybe a year or two down the road, you're hurting when the owner of the business can raise prices and be okay. That's how it works, folks.
Perfect example of that. When Obamacare came out, whether you liked it or didn't like it, and it was forced upon you, what did Walmart do? They cut their employees from 40 hours to 32 or 32. They didn't have to pay for it. Who suffered? Employees.
That's right.
Not the business.
And despite what a lot of you may think, prices will increase. Now, they may not go up dramatically. You know, you take a business, for example, where maybe they've got a 2% increase in a cost someplace. Now, it's not 2% overall, so it's 2% cost increase in a particular expense. Well, depending upon that expense, they may absorb a little bit of that, but typically they'll just go back in and say, okay, I've got a few areas where I can adjust my prices 2% to overcome that. That's what they do.
Yeah.
And to the customer, 2% is not much, and most people don't know the difference, and away they go. But my point is that owner is able to absorb some of that inflation by inflating his own prices.
Look at the grocery stores now. They've raised their prices.
So I go back to, what's the best way to stave off inflation? Own real assets.
Yes.
Okay? Real assets as in things that you can control the return of. That's where you protect your money. Simple as that. There's no rocket science here, folks.
No, it's been that way for, I'm 67, so it's been that way for a long time.
Well, some of this is just basic economics,
yeah,
right?
It is. Yeah.
I mean, like I said earlier, they're not making any more dirt. It's an old saying, I know, but it's true. They're not.
Especially if it's west of I-25.
Oh, man. Yeah. And that's, I know I say that a lot, folks, and some of you out-of-towners may not know what we're talking about there. But for those of you that are, let me explain this really quick. I'm a Colorado native. I've lived here my entire life, and I've actually lived west of I-25 my entire life. Imagine that. I've been fortunate, very fortunate. I was able to buy and sell and do different things with houses and watch the markets and so on. I've always lived west of I-25. And why is that? Because when I was a young kid, my dad always told me, son, bud, my dad would call me bud, the property values on the west side are always going to be more than the east side. Guess what? Dad's right. They still are to this day.
Reason is there's this big bump over here that stops homes from going farther.
That's right. And I-25 is a dividing line.
That's right.
And so it's sort of like I-70 is as well. For years and years, if you lived, you know, either direction of I-70, you either were on the good side of the tracks or the bad side of the tracks. That's not so much the case anymore. But the I-25 corridor is still that way. For the most part, if you're west of I-25, you're going to pay a higher price than if you're east of I-25. Even though you go out to that Thornton area, let's say. So you look at Broomfield on one side and Thornton on the other. The Broomfield property values will be higher than Thornton, even though you may be an eighth of a mile apart.
Yep.
Just the way it is, folks. And it's because of that dividing line where you've got an overpass to go over or an underpass or whatever the case may be, but you've got this big, huge highway called I-25 that you have to cross over, and that's the dividing line for property values. I wish that weren't the case, but it is. I don't know other cities because I've never lived anywhere else. So I don't know what it's like other places, but I'm guessing there's other cities that are very similar.
Salt Lake City, somewhat similar. It's just the opposite, east side of their highway, but that's it.
Yeah, I'm guessing, you know, for example, in California, in probably west.
Ocean.
Yeah, west of Highway 5 is probably, you know, more value, or west of 101 is more value than if you go east.
Well, maybe not, because it gets washed away. You know, well, it's gonna, we don't know.
True. Point being, folks,
there's
an old saying also when it comes to business that I think is also true with real estate. There's three keys to business: location, location, location. I feel the same way when it comes to real estate. There's three keys to real estate: location, location, location. Now, can you go overboard with that? And are some builders, I think, taking advantage of certain situations where you've got a corner lot and they want $50,000 for a corner? You got to weigh all that out and look at it and decide down the road, is it going to come back or not? But, you know, for example, typically in our area, homes on golf courses, the builders will charge a premium to have that lot back up to the golf course. Will that lot always bring more money? Yes. Absolutely, it will. Yes. Like it or not, it will.
Yeah, whether you're a golfer or not.
Whether you like golf or not, that house will always be worth more money than the house across the street that's not on the course.
Right. Even if you get hit with golf balls, that house still worth more
matter.
Money.
It doesn't matter. Again, so folks, some of these things are just basic principles of house home buying, if you would. A house with a walkout basement in Colorado, even though to me personally, not a huge issue, to a lot it is. And that walkout basement lot will bring more money than a regular flat lot will. Even though I don't like them because I don't like the hill, they will bring more money.
Ranch has a tendency to do a lot better than tri-levels.
Because it's all on one level.
That's right.
And as you get older and we have an aging population, that house becomes worth more money. Another situation in Colorado right now that I think actually happening countrywide, and this is becoming a bigger trend, and this is a difference in value in houses. Houses with main level master bedrooms.
Yes.
Those are becoming worth more money as well. Why? Because of an aging population. Correct, Kirk?
Without a doubt. My wife and I are very much into that, looking, taking a room, making it main-level bedroom.
And by the way, years and years ago, unless you had a ranch house, nobody thought about that.
No.
But today, that's a big deal. Another thing right now that I think is making houses worth more money is any type of home that has the ability to house they call them mother-in-law suites.
Yep.
Any place where you can put family in and have it somewhat isolated, where they're kind of in their own little area, still connected to the house, still connected to the family, but has tons of privacy, again, worth more money.
My that's a good point. My daughter's buying a house, having it built now, and it's got a little kitchenette, living room, and another bedroom. This way, her mother, if she wants to, she can go live there.
Proves my point. So
you're seeing a lot of
folks,
those.
These are things where, you know, if you're looking at house A versus house B versus house C, and you start weighing all these things out, location, 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 features on the home, and you got to think about what would the next buyer be looking at, and how does my home perform against everybody else's? That's how you stay in the game, folks. That simple. All right, we'll come back and talk about the all-in-one mortgage.
You got
it. Asset manager. We'll be right back. Flesh and Beck is up next. Kevin Flesh, I say this all the time. You need Kevin, literally, his number in your phone at all times, because no matter what happens, whether you're involved in an accident, slip and fall, you've got a business decision, question, you name it, Kevin is your guy. He is trial-tested, trial-ready, 303-806-8886. Again, 303-806-8886.
Avoid the pitfalls with Kevin Flesh. Picture this. You're in court before a judge and jury trying to get the at-fault party's insurance company to cover your hospital bills, and the defense attorney pulls out your medical records. Comparing what you said to the police at the scene of your injury to what your doctor transcribed, you've contradicted yourself. You start to get nervous. You don't want to look like an idiot, but you simply don't recall what you said to the police. That was a long time ago. KLC's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, prepares you for these kinds of questions so you never need to worry about what to say. Of course, the opposition will always try to call your credibility into question. But with Kevin Flesh, you always know exactly how to respond. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Trial tested, trial ready.
Novus Auto Glass, folks, and see clearly now. That's kind of the motto I have for Novus Auto Glass. They can fix a crack up to a foot long, a pit, or replace the entire windshield. They work with all insurance companies. And by the way, they've got a guarantee where if they go to fix that crack or chip and can't, they'll apply that towards the windshield. So it's that simple. They've got a limited lifetime warranty as well on all of those repairs. And again, like I said, they work with all insurance companies. Find a location near you. Go to the website, rushtoreason.com, and Novus is listed there. It's N-O-V-U-S.
Take control of the process with Novus Autoglass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Auto Glass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass now at RushToReason.com.
Hey, we had somebody earlier, Dave, ask, is buying guns something where you can put your money in it and most likely stave off inflation and get it back someday? Yes, you can. Now, I like buying guns for lots of other reasons. Some people collect them. Some people just own a lot. Some people buy it for, you know, self-protection and, you know, the Second Amendment and all of that. And I get that. There are those, you know, some of us like myself that do buy them as an investment. And there are guns that you can do that way and, you know, keep them long enough and literally, again, stave off inflation and make money with that gun. Franktown Firearms can help you with all of that, by the way. They know the brands, the models, the things that I'm talking about that you can look at and, frankly, invest in if need be. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-770-7777.
Regardless of your starting point, Franktown Firearms will take your shooting skills a level up. Maybe you've never shot a gun before, and you want to get over your fear of pulling the trigger. Maybe you consider yourself an experienced marksman, but you've never received tactical training, and you want to develop muscle memory to respond in any situation. Head trainer Karen Murray and her team of trainers at Franktown Firearms design their classes to cater to your level of ability and prior knowledge, offering a diversity of firearms platforms from static to moving and shooting to target acquisition engagement. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a range membership now by filling out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee plus your first month free. Range members receive a discount in the shop as well as a discount on all classes. Franktown Firearms, confidence through practice.
Right now, anyone without health insurance may participate in a special enrollment period. Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts for help finding the right coverage at the best price. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Questions for Kurt, feel free to text me. I'm checking the line now, 307-200-8222, 307-200-8222. Kurt, talk to us about what we call the all-in-one mortgage or the asset manager.
The asset manager right now is actually one of the best loans out there. I mentioned earlier about investment prices being charged more, and that's also for second home. The funny thing about it, the asset manager, because it's a simple interest loan, it is not governed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. Their rates have actually gone down on those products.
Because they use a different rate or a different...
Different index.
Yeah, a different index to figure the rate, right? So explain that real quick.
Okay, the index that they use is called LIBOR. That's probably going to change to what's called SOFR. It's about the same.
And it's based on short-term rates, right?
It's on short-term rates, unlike the 30-year fixed bond
which is based
markets.
Upon bonds.
That's correct. So that's going to change. But what if you actually, and John, you've mentioned this, when you look back at the value of homes, our homes have never been worth this much money with as much equity as we have. 38% of the people own their home free and clear. So with that kind
of
equity,
number, by the
that's
way.
A huge number. with that kind of equity, now you can take this asset manager and you can get a loan for 80% of what it's worth, but not make payments on that 80%.
Yeah, you don't have to take it out. It just sits there.
It just sits there.
It's just credit sitting there.
That's right. So now you have the opportunity, when we talked about those deals coming up on property and you want to turn it into a hard asset, you don't have to qualify. You just write the check.
Right, because it's already been done.
It's done. So it protects you. It also protects you on the other side. Is, let's say something happened, there's an injury, and you're out of a job for 6 months to a year. You can make your house payment.
Or one of the kids has some problems, or you want to help fund college.
Or you got a plumbing problem in the basement that costs you $10,000.
I can go down the list, folks.
Where you're going to get it. You're going to put it on a credit card. You're going to take it out of savings. Here is where you have the access to your equity that you paid for, and you choose when you want to spend it or not.
Yeah.
And it costs you nothing to have that equity sitting there.
Yeah, what ends up happening is, you've heard this old term, bank on yourself. Literally, this is what you're doing, is you're able to literally bank on yourself, i.e., hey, you're thinking about buying a new used car. Well, for most of you out there, if you don't have cash, a new used car loan, typically used car loans are anywhere right now between 5 and 7% for a used car.
Okay.
Well, you could actually take and write a check in this case and pay 3.8%.
Or
simple
less.
Interest, by
or
the
less.
Way. It's less because it's simple interest.
Yes.
That other loan at
7%
is amortized.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So again, big difference here in how you look at these things.
Understanding money, how it works.
You got to know how it works. That's exactly right. So I know we're running short on time. Disclaimers.
They've actually changed the law. I've only got to tell you, my NMLS number is 298191. My phone number is 720-895-0500, and that's it.
Wow.
They said you don't have to do that anymore, all that other stuff.
That's fabulous.
Now, I do if I quote an interest rate or an APR.
Which we did not.
We
so
don't
good
do that.
Today.
So, yeah.
Again, folks, if you need something when it comes to anything we've talked about today, give Kurt a call. He's a great resource. In fact, he's a great resource just to bounce ideas off of and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing X. Is this a good idea or not? Or I've got X and I'm thinking about this. I've told you all, Kurt will be more than happy to give you a mortgage review, I call it, where if you just want to call him up and say, here's where I'm at, here's what I've got, here's my equity, blah, blah, blah. He'll sit down and tell you what are your options, what would work for you, and how do you make your money work for you.
Where do you want to go? Where do you want to be in 3 years, 5 years? Here's what I see. Here's what I think will work. Do what fits you.
Okay. All right. Ascend Health Center coming up next, folks. Dr. Julie, I talked to her today. She'd love to help you out when it comes to feeling better, whatever it is. Maybe you've got some chronic pain, headaches you're trying to fight. You're just trying to get yourself dialed in, lose weight. You name it, whatever it happens to be, Dr. Julie is there for you. AscendHealthCenter.com is the website, or 303-343-8800.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascend Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy, but you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascend Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, that's it for us today, guys. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Thank you all for listening. Thanks again to Kurt Rogers for taking good care of us. I do appreciate it very much. He's a great supporter of what we do here on a regular basis, and I really, really appreciate all that he does. So I cannot say enough about Kurt. His number again, 720-895-0500, 720-895-0500. Anything you need from Kurt, give him a call. We'll be back tomorrow, guys. Same time, same place. If you missed the first hour, it is up next. And this is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.